This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has strongly criticized the Trinamool Congress government in West Bengal, calling the state's prevailing situation Maha Jungle Raj, addressing a Parivartan Sankalp Sabha at Tahirpur in Nadia district over the phone from Kolkata today. Mr. Modi alleged that corruption, nepotism and appeasement of the ruling dispensation have prevented development in the state. Mr. Modi urged the people to provide a chance to the BJP in the upcoming assembly polls to form a double engine government in the state.
हमारी सरकार यहां आधुनिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर पर भी काफी निवेश कर रही है. पश्चिम बंगाल को दो बड़े हाईवे प्रोजेक्ट मिले हैं, जिससे क्षेत्र की कोलकाता और सिलीगुड़ी से कनेक्टिविटी और बेहतर होने वाली है. आज देश तेज विकास चाहता है. आपने देखा है, पिछले महीने ही बिहार ने विकास के लिए फिर से एनडीए सरकार को प्रचंड जनादेश दिया है.
Dense fog at the venue prevented the Prime Minister's helicopter from landing at the makeshift helipad there and forced him to return to the Kolkata airport. Mr. Modi said, let the TMC oppose him and the BJP as much as it wants, but the TMC cannot hold people to ransom, make them suffer and stop Bengal's progress. The Prime Minister said, a BJP government will end TMC's Maha Jungle Raj in Bengal, where corruption, nepotism and appeasement politics are ruling the roost. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone and inaugurated two national highway projects worth around 3,200 crore rupees in the state. Later, the Prime Minister will travel to Assam on a two-day visit. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects worth around 15,600 crore rupees in the state. After nearly 8 years of waiting, Bhopal is set to receive the gift of metro rail services this afternoon. Union Minister Manohar Lal and Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will inaugurate the Bhopal Metro. The Subhash Nagar Ames corridor has 8 stations with 17 trips running every day. Metro services will be open for general public from tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that the global economic and political order has undergone a major transformation with the emergence of multiple centres of power and influence. Addressing a convocation in Pune, he noted that this shift has led to natural competition among nations, creating new balances in the international system. Dr. Jayashankar said that the concept of power today has multiple dimensions, including trade, energy, military strength, resources, technology and talent, making the global landscape increasingly complex. The ED has moved the Delhi High Court challenging the trial court order that declined to take cognizance of money laundering complaint against Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and others in the National Herald case. In its petition, the ED has questioned the findings of the trial court and sought appellate review of the decision, refusing to proceed with the agency's complaint under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. In Pakistan, a court today sentenced the jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife Bushra Bibi to 17 years imprisonment in each of the Toshkhana II corruption case. The case is about alleged fraud in state gifts, which the former first couple received from the Saudi government in 2021. Special Court Judge Shahrukh Arjumand announced the judgment in the case in Rawalpindi's high-security Adiyala jail. In badminton, star men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will take on Liang Weiqing and Wang Chang of China in the semi-finals of the season-ending BWF World Tour Finals in Hangzhou, China, today. Seeded third, Sattvik and Chirag last evening became the first Indian men's doubles pair to reach the semi-finals of the tournament, topping Group B. The IMD has forecast snowfall over western Himalayan region for the next 4 days. It said that heavy snowfall is expected at isolated places over Jammu Kashmir and Ladakh tomorrow. The Met Department also said that dense to very dense fog conditions are likely to prevail over Delhi, Uttarakhand, Haryana and west Uttar Pradesh, north Madhya Pradesh and Bihar till tomorrow morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.